Unshaved pubes have for a while been seen as unhygienic, and this is most especially for women. I don't know why. For some reason, the society is always bent on making you guys do shit and being easy on us guys. Welcome to Randy Radio. You're listening to Randy Pontiff, and with me today is
Leona.
Yes, also known as
Leo
Bass. Yes. There you go. You can find her on the Twitter streets using that handle. So what most people may not know is that pubic hair serves a purpose, and if you find what it does, you may realize that the universe is actually against us going face first into anyone's crotch or armpits. This is because pube acts as a barrier, protecting us against potentially harmful bacteria, especially in your case when acids, our organs are external, yours are internal. And if you read more about it, you'll realize pubes protect your vagina against external bacteria and anything potentially harmful that might want to come in, your pubes at the first line of defense. The regular act of shaving can lead to also skin irritation and damage of all that system. There's really no upside except for aesthetic value.
Yeah, that's true.
As in, everything is against us shaving, while if you think about it, you don't want to go face first into someone's pubes because you'll either come out with it stuck between your teeth or you don't want to be picking your teeth and finding someone's hair there. And also you don't want to be bending over at the beach and showing off your carpet. imagine your pube picking out of the sides of your bikini. Oh god. Well, yeah, that doesn't look so good, does it? Yeah, it ruins. Well, yeah, right?
I have mixed opinions about that, but
okay, go for it.
Okay, personally, as you said, pubes are meant to be there. Mm. You know, personally, the first time I got pubes, I was like 13. And I had seen my sister's shaving.
Yeah.
So the first time I spotted them, I was like, off with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I first shaved myself when I was in primary school.
What did you use? I'm curious.
I used Veet. I stole it from my sister.
It doesn't go in or whatever? As in, how do you make sure it doesn't? Because for you guys,
there's a lot of leg spread that goes on. You know, you have to be in a certain position.
Oh, God.
And I think Veet is just... Let me not point to the direct product.
Mm-hmm.
Creams are the worst. They should not be used on your vagina at all. Because first of all, for women, the way our labia is, mm-hmm. especially you'd find the inner labia sometimes is peeking out.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's different for different women.
Yeah.
So for you to use cream to shave,
mm-hmm.
and you know the hair goes all the way back, almost near your butthole, you know.
Yeah.
So
all
it's
the way
tricky.
Across the perineum like that.
Yes. It's tricky to shave all the way back because sometimes you find the cream will touch the labia, then you'll start getting itchy. It may distort your pH.
Yeah.
So when I was that young and I first did it, it was a horrible experience. I didn't time it well. I had burns.
Oh my God.
So when you go to high school, the pressure is even more because girls can be mean in
very
high school. So especially if you're into sports and you're playing basketball, you're wearing a jersey,
mm-hmm.
and you raise your hand and someone sees hair, you know, the worst. Boys will laugh at you. And so during that time, I just used to make sure that I'm shaving. Just shaving.
Just
shaving,
to avoid shaving. All this drama.
Yeah.
Oh God, the rules are tough on your end.
Yeah, so like after high school is when I started asking myself, you know, you keep shaving and it keeps growing back. So why is the hair there in the first place? That is what I went to search. Why is it there if I need to shave it?
I'm curious, what did you find?
So pubic hair is like eyelids, but for your... Okay, I don't know about the armpit hair. I don't know what it serves.
I heard it's to trap sweat. That's all.
To trap sweat.
So yeah, apparently it should work for us, but it definitely works against us because that's where the bacteria that causes the body odor to breed.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have more armpit hair, it means more bacteria is breeding, then now you have odor.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So for pubic hair around your private areas, it's like eyelids, but for your genitals.
Right.
It protects you. And especially for women, you know, when we're having sex, there's that friction between the man and the woman. So it's like a cushion.
Right.
It's like a cushion. You realize sometimes when you're shaven and you have like intense sex, sometimes you get like an itchy feeling, like a burn
afterwards.
So I read that it's not actually healthy to keep shaving your pubes, especially using creams, razors, and like the ordinary waxing. You know, sometimes even the waxing can damage your hair follicles.
Jeez, and the ingrown hair,
The ingrown hair is a bitch, you know. It's itchy, it's bumpy, it's embarrassing.
It looks like a pimple that is entwined.
Exactly. So now you end up not even having sex when the shaving was for the purpose of having sex.
Oh, jeez. Damn it. It's too much.
It is too much. So for me, personally, I don't shave. I shave my armpits sometimes because people get uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah, I guess armpits, I think armpits are more necessary than shaving pubes down there, if you ask me.
I would say trimming is a better option. Trimming, like with small scissors.
Yeah, just the tips so that you just level it out.
Yeah, and the challenge of deciding to go the, what should I call it, Afrofoodist way.
Yeah.
The challenge of going that way is you have to ensure that you're really clean. Because people usually, I see people equating pubes to unhygienic
behavior or whatever. Yeah.
Uncleanliness.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to really stay clean. Like you say, it could be breeding ground for
bacteria
that causes odor.
Yeah.
I also realized I say I've not shaven, so people probably assume I have like
a big bush, a fro,
head full
and all
of hair. But in my own personal experience, when you stop shaving, it just stops growing.
Oh,
it's
so.
But that could be genetic because my family, we're not hairy. We are basically hair. I've never seen hair on my arms or on my feet, so I don't know about hairy people. But it really does not grow any longer.
Because I've also realized when I neglect mine, it just curls up.
It just curls.
Doesn't look like an afro on the head.
On the head, yeah.
Actually,
although I have seen a person with a small fro on her bush. She had like a literal bush.
But do you know it somehow looks sexy if they kind of comb it a little.
I can't imagine working with a pubic comb. It's like the guy who had the poop knife. So unnecessary.
Okay, it's a little weird, but imagine doing it just before someone goes down on you. But it gets prickly then again.
And so, also another misconception people have, they're like, oh, if you don't shave, how do you get eaten out? First of all, if anybody has ever eaten pussy, they should know that there's no hair on the vagina. You can't have hair on your soft parts. I can't have hair on my clit or on the opening of my vagina. That place is literally hairless. So the hair is just
outside, around it, yeah.
Yeah.
On the outer lips and on the mound and maybe a little to your, on the sides of the thigh to the perineum. We pretty much built the same. Our dicks don't have hair, do they? Yeah, I think.
No, they don't.
Up to a point.
I think it's just like at the base.
Yeah, at the base where the balls are.
Yeah, and then some people have hairy balls.
Yeah, too. I think most balls are hairy.
How many balls have you seen?
I'm saying I think. I don't know.
I will not judge.
I'm talking about my own here, but I'm assuming this is something that happens with you know, every guy. I think all balls are furry. If they're not, it's weird. Maybe someone shaved. Would you prefer your man prickly and hairy or clean shaven? What would you prefer?
Personally, I would go for whatever he's comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't want it to be overboard, you know, like
don't worry.
I can't see your dick. I have to look through the hair. Okay, has it ever gotten that bad?
The problem is, yeah, if you're not, if you're a grower,
yeah,
say for instance, your dick is normally not very big when it's, you know, shrunk.
Flaccid, yeah.
When it's flaccid, it might disappear between the hair if your hair is not the kind that curls up. You see?
Wait, are there growers that are that small when they're flaccid?
And they go all out, like 7 inches long, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange to see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it happens. I've heard. I haven't seen one.
Well.
Again. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I think most of our pubic hair is better than the hair on our heads, if you ask me.
It has a better texture.
Yeah.
And it even looks stronger.
Most of the time, my pastime is just feeling it between my fingers.
Yes.
But moving on. Yeah, it feels better. It's soft. It's like a baby's head. But yeah, I know it's strange. I won't ask about his beard because I know most of you like your men well bearded and, you know, all of that. But what about back hair, chest hair, leg hairs, you know, all of that? Because we kind of come grizzly. We are like full-grown bears sometimes.
Sometimes.
What happens then?
Well, personally, I've never experienced a hairy man.
Yeah.
Mostly because I've only been with Kenyan men.
Right.
And I think it's about being around the tropics.
Mm-hmm.
You'd find like most of us are not hairy.
Yeah.
That's why you'd find like only a small percentage of Kenyan men have a full beard.
Yeah.
Because I think it's environmental and genetic that we don't have as much hair as, say, people from India or white people.
Yeah.
But I find chest hair aesthetically pleasing, you know.
Wow. Okay, this is a first. Uh-huh.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Most people are like, nope.
Okay, if it looks good, sizzle and dengu.
Okay, not the 1, 2, 3, 1,
no,
and then
a
full jacket or something.
Not up to the neck.
Okay.
It's so cute, but I feel like it's also like a womanly instinct to be attracted to somebody who looks rough-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Back hair is very strange to me.
People have it.
Up to the nape here. I've seen it in white people.
Like the hair on your head joined to the one in... Yo.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But at the end of the day, it's just hair. And, okay, when we say hair has a purpose on the body, I honestly don't know what the purpose of back hair is.
I think it's people who are, as
in
you
colder
have
areas?
Yeah, in colder areas, the hair tends to retain the body heat more.
But have you seen, like, Persian men? It's not cold in their countries.
Have you seen?
But they're hairy.
You've gone too far. These Arab guys at the coast, do you explain their back hair, chest hair, leg hair, everywhere hair?
That has to be genetic.
Bushy eyebrows.
Yeah, they even get to have a unibrow.
How do you explain that?
It has to be genetic.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, the thing I heard about pubes is that chicks most of the time tend to get off when the guy doesn't shave completely, because especially when on cowgirl, you find that when you're riding and grinding on his mound as well, it kind of stimulates your... Have you ever experienced
Clit?
That? Yeah, have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, it's like... you know when somebody is sitting on your face and you have a bit of beard and it tickles?
So
It's almost the same feeling.
So a seat is better and it's furry. Noted. Noted. Duly noted. Have you ever had someone play with your armpits, like sexually, for instance? Say, licking it, just playing around with it to get you aroused? Or is it just purely ticklish?
I'm very, very ticklish.
Ah.
But, okay, I know people who are into that stuff, which I don't judge. There's a time when Kampo and this guy, he was my classmate, we were good friends. This guy put his finger in my armpit and licked his finger. That is the strangest thing I ever saw.
I don't know about
that. I think I didn't talk to him for the rest of the semester.
Yeah, it comes off as strange at first because we hardly understand it, but
yeah.
that's a purely erogenous place, and if you approach it with caution and, you know, with the gentle attitude, mm-hmm. blah blah blah, I think you can get her off easy. So imagine
from the armpit.
That's not the go-to place at first, but you have to keep trying. You know, we have to be experimental with these sexual things, otherwise you'll never find out.
Yeah,
you're halfway turned on, like we just got started, foreplay is nice. Then at some point, I just stop, maybe fondling your breasts, then go for your armpits with my tongue. So at that point, there's a thing where if you lift your arm like this, there's like a ring around your armpit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You lick around that ring, go on the edges, just kiss it, play around with it. And I'm assuming here it's where you are both clean because
of course.
You don't want to dip your nose into someone's mess. Yeah. So at this point, I think it's super sexy. And if you give it a chance, if you give it an open mind, you can get off of it. But now this comes down to whether there's hair or not. You don't want to lick on someone's pit hair because it traps sweat, as in that's its job.
That's its function,
So you don't want to be doing that when there's hair. So it also puts people who prefer to keep their hair long or just trimmed on those areas, they won't experience the full joy, the full pleasures that come with having no pit hair. It's kind of weird if you think about it, but then again, it is actually something nice. I wish I'd get someone who has actually experienced it to talk about it. That would be interesting.
I'm sure these people.
Not just that. And if you're one of them, please comment. Put a comment in the comment section or just hit us up on any social media platform. We will be glad to hear from you. In my opinion, I think shaving, or at least trimming, as we had said, helps with hygiene, especially if you sweat a lot. Imagine a long day. Let's leave sex out of it.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine after a long day, you raise your hand and you feel so like something died in your pit. that would concern me as a person.
Yeah, of course.
Because now I think that's the basis of lack of hygiene, so to speak, because most people think that because the pit also smells,
so your pubes
will make your vagina smell. I don't think there's a correlation, because
there is no relation.
Exactly. Because I'm thinking what makes the vagina smell is something totally different. Something
it
that
comes
is caused
from the inside.
Something that is most likely caused by shaving, actually, right?
It could be.
Yeah. Because not shaving actually protects you from external factors coming into your vagina and so on and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mansplain anything, so please cut me off whenever you feel like.
Of course I will.
I'm all for shaving the armpits and all of that. And, you know, as I'd said, that odor that comes out every now and again, especially if you're having a busy day. And nowadays it's super hot.
It is so hot.
Do you know, most people don't know that shaving your pits gives your deodorant a better chance to make you smell better.
Oh, yeah, because it's in direct contact with the
skin and with the sweating glands or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you have hair, now the hair is fighting against
the deo.
And then it doesn't make sense. So you find that most people with pit hair kind of tend to, their deo tends to wear out faster. So they'll still have that sweaty smell afterwards.
Mm.
And it's, no, I don't want that in my nose.
I think the most important thing here is just keeping yourself clean, you know.
I think,
if you have a lot of pit hair, you know, at least try to shower twice
in a day, right?
Right.
In the morning
and in the evening, just to prevent that. Or if it's interfering with deodorant, you could probably get a stronger one.
Yeah.
But trimming is a very good practice, because when you trim, you're not messing with your follicle. You are just cutting off the
tips of the hair.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, guys. If you can dream, I'd recommend it too. I don't think being bald down there is actually very recommendable. Although some people might like it that way, but I don't think personally, being super bald is recommendable. I don't think so. And it's also high maintenance, right?
It is, because if you look at people like I see Kim Kardashian posts her nude photos, and it's like a baby down there.
Clean.
So I heard they have to go for like laser hair remover. So like a laser light that directs it directly to the follicle and like kills the follicle, so there's no chances of ingrown hair. Shit. And all.
So it must be painful, right?
I wouldn't know.
Oh.
But it does feel. It from the explanation, it does feel. So, you know, and sometimes this thing about hair removal comes with consequences. Like, we watch porn, we see girls who are clean shaven.
Yeah.
Then they have smaller labia.
Yeah.
So, you see, when you shave, your labia will look like it's bigger.
Mm.
And I've seen people using that connotation that the bigger your labia, the more people you've slept with. Have you seen that on the internet?
You know, the problem with being inexperienced sexually is that you get to know that nobody is the same down there. Everybody comes cut differently.
Yes. So I saw women in, say, Hollywood have picked up this trend where they're shaving their hair, right? Now your labia looks big, but you don't want it to look big. You want it to be smaller. So they go and have it surgically cut.
So that it's
you know, cute.
Ah, jeez. The hell?
Yeah, people do that. So, it's at the end of the day, I wouldn't judge someone who shaves or went to reduce their labia or... But you have to know that those things are not necessary. Mm. It's all for aesthetics.
Right.
It's funny because you'd find that surgical process is a bit closer to like the FGM.
Yeah.
It happens here.
Yeah.
For aesthetically, maybe it's pleasing to some people, but I just want people to know that it's not really necessary.
Super necessary.
Exactly. It's like, what's the most unnecessary thing?
Shaving all of your eyebrows just to draw one on.
Well, you did not have to go there, but it's also unnecessary, you know.
Yeah, it's super unnecessary.
I would get it for people who are into sex work.
Yeah.
But I would want women to know that not all vaginas are the same.
None is the same as their last one.
Bigger labia does not mean you have multiple sexual partners, although there is nothing wrong with having multiple sexual partners long as you're being safe.
We have weaponized sex against women to a point where you have to mutilate your bodies just so you don't look like you have a lot of sex, yet probably you don't even have that... You know what?
You know,
I'm spiraling.
That's another topic
for another day.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about ways to trim or shave, I think...
Not your labia, though.
No, just don't trim your labia. I mean, it's beautiful as is. It gives the person going down on you more stuff to suck on. So don't get rid of it, please. I mean, haven't you been sucked on proper?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, you're sacrificing a lot. Jeez. So, but now that you're talking about trimming, I think that we can mention a few of the ways you can trim and not shave completely but still look sexy, right?
Yeah.
I've seen one that looks like a martini glass.
What, a shaver?
An upside down triangle.
Yeah.
Then a landing strip that goes straight down to the top of the clitoris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If someone is having problems finding your clitoris, this is the method to use.
It's like an arrow.
Yeah, it's like an arrow
right
all
there.
The way. Yeah.
Right there.
Triangle. All the way. And if you've noticed, these are two different shaving styles combined. One is called the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then the other one is called the Landing Strip. The one, it's just a strip.
Just
yeah,
a
it's
strip
just a strip all the way to your navel. We have already mentioned three already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Brazilian, which we have been talking about, where
you get rid of everything.
Clean shaven,
yes.
My problem is, to get Brazilian, you need to be to go through a lot of pain frequently. Mm-hmm.
Frequently.
Jesus.
Yeah. Personally, I've gone to wax a couple of times, mm-hmm. but I usually just wax my armpits.
And that's it.
I don't know. I'm so scared of waxing my genital areas because I don't know what position do I have to sit in. Do I have to spread my legs? Does she have to shave my butthole?
From what I hear, it's a very intimate process.
Yeah.
You have to consider that person one of your body counts.
They've been inside you. They've seen
been
everything.
Inside, around, and on top of you. As in, they know all the details. They know where the pimples are and all of that. So
they see it all.
Brazilian is a big sacrifice, mm-hmm. considering what your vaginas go through every month. And
Beauty is painful.
You guys are suffering. Yeah. Jesus.
So I never saw a guy who said he has to go for waxing. But
no.
I feel like for men, being hairy translates to
manly.
Being masculine.
Yeah, it's so more manly, and you look beastly, you know, more
like
approachable
wild.
As a man.
Yeah.
You don't want to be looking all smooth skinned and stuff.
Like a baby.
Yeah, that's why I don't like beards, but I've kept mine because it kind of looks more manly.
Okay.
Yeah. My little goatee or whatever.
Yeah, it makes you feel like, you know.
Yeah, and the stash,
mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be a porn stash though. It looks weird, like Ezekiel Mutua or whatever.
Do you think it would get there?
I don't want it to look like that. I just want it to be a decent, a subtle mustache, not the hairy kind that goes into your mouth mm-hmm. every time you taste something, or when you drink milk, it gets stuck there. So no, please.
Milk stash.
Yeah, I don't want that one. Or the Hitler kind.
Oh,
yeah, the one
that's horrible.
Just here, the Cupid's bow. I want my Cupid's bow seen.
You're the first guy I've seen who knows what a Cupid's bow is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now they all know.
Yeah.
It's that place where it's right in the middle of your lip, upper lip, right?
Yeah.
Have I described it correctly?
If you want people to know it, just say Rihanna's lips.
Oh,
she has like a distinct one,
yeah?
Yeah.
So people look out for Rihanna. we haven't finished mentioning them, by the way. There are those who
the shaving styles?
Mm-hmm. There are those who like, whichever style it is, they like their carpet to match their drapes.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've dyed their hair, they'll dye down there too.
Is it safe to dye your pubic hair? I have to look that.
That is where I was leaning on. It's kind of unsafe, but
unless
I think
if you're doing it just on the bikini line.
Or if it's just the Bermuda Triangle right at the top there, it won't get to your vagina. Mm-hmm. It will just be on your skin, on lower abdomen, blah, blah, blah. So there's also the landing strip combo that looks like an arrow now. The Bermuda's triangle is at the bottom.
At the bottom,
now,
then the strip.
Exactly.
Oh, so it's like
an
upside down
arrow. Yeah, like eat here. Kind
down
of. Yeah. Eat
yeah.
here. But I think the weirdest one I've come across is someone braiding their pubic hair. Like small baby locks. Small baby braids. As in, yo, what's the cornrow doing down there? Jeez.
That is crazy, and I'd like to see it. I would like to see that.
I don't know if I want to. I also find it weird when people
braid their beards.
Yeah. As in, the hell? Are you trying to be Medusa? Or
I've seen people who've locked their beard. Like dreadlocks.
Uh-huh.
Their beard.
It's weird though, right?
It would be interesting for locked pubes.
I don't even want to imagine it. But there's also instances where people will choose to keep the bush, right?
Yeah.
But then again, they won't know how to take care of it in a way that will be enticing sexually mm-hmm. or even for them hygienically appropriate.
Yes.
So you find that someone just keeps a bush and keeps it raggedy like that.
Yeah.
No cleaning, no, as in, even if it's cleaning, it's just
the ordinary.
Yeah, the ordinary.
Just showering,
the ordinary that just passes. What people don't know is that there's actually a routine to taking care of your pubes
if you
choose to keep it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much, I think, what you do with your natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly about the first rule, of course, is to wear cotton underwear.
Yeah, of course.
So that
very important.
You get aerated properly, mm-hmm. because also guys have realized most of our boxers are not exactly cotton. They're mostly polyester. Yeah? Yeah. So you end up getting some stupid UTIs, some things you could have avoided just by wearing the right kind of underwear. First things first, condition it.
You have to condition your boots.
Condition it. Then there's also this thing where you have to get rid of the dead skin. It's called exfoliation. Yes, you have to exfoliate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also,
so when you're scrubbing your face, you also scrub your areas.
The skin around
the skin.
Around there, the where the hair grows pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Is super sensitive, as we have realized. If you shave it, it gets irritable, blah blah blah. This means that just like any other hair growing skin, there'll be dead skin.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So people need to take care of that so that you don't go down there when you scratch it, every scruffy things fall.
It's like dandruff but for pubes.
You see, now that becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So the reason why you need to clean all of this is because once you decide to keep your bush, you are prone to pubic lice.
Yeah, for sure you are.
They're not common in Kenya or anywhere. But
yeah, I've only read them about them in books.
In books.
Yeah.
And it's mostly in the States. What do
I want? You know.
I don't know why it's... And even hair lice is popular there. What happens,
it's because
really?
Of their hair type.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for the lice to reside in their hair.
Because they can navigate through
it. Yes, our hair is super curly, so... No, we can actually get it, but they don't survive easily in our type of hair.
Right.
Yeah. Because this thing about hair lice, I always only saw it in movies. Never experienced it, never seen it.
Hey.
Yeah.
And you think, I think we got a blessing in disguise when we thought that our hair was kinky and all raggedy. Kumbe,
it's a blessing.
It's a blessing
and also
in all its ways.
Pubic lice is what people call crabs.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's crabs.
It's that.
Yeah, because they have that
crab. Oh, like they have the crabby.
Yeah. So whenever someone has like a pubic lice, they're required to like completely shape the area so that the lice doesn't have any place to hide.
Sometimes.
But I guess that comes down to sexual health at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
like protecting yourself. Even when you're having sex with other people, like if you're having sex with your man and he has
pubic lice, of course
he's gonna transmit it to you. So that all comes down to protection from STIs and all of that. And the funny thing is that with pubic lice, you don't even need like penetration.
Yeah,
as long as
you're rubbing against each other, then
that's
bam.
That's it. Yeah.
Shit.
It's scary.
Okay, moving on. The other care is you have to soften and moisturize before even trimming, because shaving dry skin is more irritable.
That's so why even on your head, some people have to wet it before they cut it.
Yeah, exactly. Because down there it's super sensitive. You don't want to be itching in public down there. Oh my God. People will think either you have lice. Just something that is not right.
It's actually weird.
And you can't go on. The thing is, funny story. I had to go to the toilet because you just can't dip your fingers in there and expect to shake hands afterwards.
Yeah.
So just skip to the loo, find out what's itching exactly, because once you scratch, sometimes you don't help the problem.
Yeah.
You find that it might be like a small pimple from a bite. If you have them, then you realize that by scratching it, you're scarring yourself.
Yeah, and it's making it worse.
Exactly. I think we were just meant to make love like gorillas out there. All hairy.
All the hair.
Yeah.
Wild.
I wonder if there are people from around, say, Africa, Kenya, to be specific, that shave their hands, shave their legs before they go out for a date, blah, blah, blah. Do people do that? Do you do that?
No, as I said, I'm pretty hairless.
Pretty hairless, yeah.
But I have friends who shave their legs.
Oh.
Yeah, they actually shave their legs.
Do men notice these things? I don't think we do. Do we?
I'm
speaking for myself here.
Have you been with a very hairy girl?
Yeah, I've been.
But
her hair was longer than mine on the hands.
On the hand,
yeah. And her legs as well. And it was interesting to watch, especially when she was aroused, because they'd all stand on end and then come back down.
That happens.
that's what happens.
I should get myself a hairy person.
Yeah, you see what happens at the nape when your hair stands on end, when someone whispers in your ear? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So imagine them fully turned on, then their hair just comes to life. It's like the static energy around them. Yeah, it's beautiful to watch.
That must be amazing.
I wouldn't have anyone shaving, honestly, because that is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
Coming this far with this discussion, I'm realizing why more men don't shave.
Mm-hmm.
More men don't manscape because it's too much trouble.
Yeah.
It's too and much
for
trouble.
People who don't even buy good lotion, shaving is going to be extreme for them, you know.
It's a process. Yeah. Jeez.
And especially if you find the sons are mwanaume ni kuparara, like I have to be raggedy for me to be a man.
You'll scratch that skin and it will things will come dropping down.
You'll be like, this is the man way.
Hardly. I think we should all moisturize. Our skins are pretty much the same, except for the hormonal changes and imbalances. Our skins are pretty much the same, and they all need care. The reason why most men don't think they should take care of their skins, moisturize, hydrate, blah, 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 is because we don't have as many breakouts as you do. And all we have to do is just get a quick petroleum jelly and that's it. Yeah. That's it for the day. You guys have to do this whole routine.
Yeah,
and if you skip one, you'll see changes. If you add one more, you'll see changes. It's a whole process. So imagine for us to shave, we have to be some contortionists of sort. You have to put your leg around your neck for you to reach those hard to reach places.
And the hip bone.
Especially the perineum.
How do people shave their balls? I never understood because the scrotum is so wrinkly.
Yeah, that's the problem. Now, if you're a trimmer, it's easy because you just pull the long ones and forget just about just snip, snip and move on. But if you like it clean, you'll have to go the cream way.
Oh, yeah.
And the cream way is somehow, because you don't do it when you're hard, you do it when you're a little flaccid.
Mm-hmm.
It might cause a burning sensation under the dick because the dick lies directly on the scrotum while it's creamed up. And this cream is creamed.
What if you just like hold it up?
For how long? Most people forget how to. And for it to cook well, for the hair to be super soft enough for it to just fall off your body, you sometimes need to dress it up. You see, either you wrap around a towel or just return your boxes all the way up and give it some 5 odd minutes. Then again, if you do it for longer, you get burnt. So don't do it for too long. So
personally, I've ever helped someone to shave with cream.
Uh-huh.
So like I just had them lying down and the whole time when the cream was around, I just had to
hold the dick.
Holding the dick for like 4 minutes. Until it was cooked, as you say.
Must have been tiresome.
No, it was actually fun. You know how flaccid dicks are.
I don't know why it's fun for you to watch men in their most embarrassing moments. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my.
It's just a flaccid
dick. This is why people have sex in the dark. You don't get to see. My ancestors won't forgive me if you get to see my flaccid dick. As in, that's just it.
Well, it depends with the level of comfort you have with someone.
That's the thing, if it's your personal person, anything goes.
They'd see you in any element.
Anything goes. Yeah. But then again, not most people are like that. Not most people are lucky to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
I think we're done talking about pubes. And if anyone has any comments, any feedback, any corrections, we are gladly open to them. Listen to us. We are on iTunes now, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, amazing. iPhone people can now stop saying, oh, you don't have SoundCloud, blah, blah, blah. Nope, we are on iTunes now.
SoundCloud is not on iPhone?
Most of them don't like downloading it if they have iTunes already, you see.
Course.
Yeah, it's double
people.
Trouble. Yeah. Yeah. Just to listen to me, I mean, I'm not that delusional either. So, we're on iTunes now. I think we're on these other distributing channels. I'm just not sure about them yet. But, SoundCloud mainly. You can also get me on YouTube if you don't want to download SoundCloud. I believe most people have YouTube now.
Everyone has YouTube.
Yeah. So it's Randy Radio across board. You're listening to Randy Pontiff
and Leona.
Yes. So before we wind up, we need our listeners to know you a little bit better. And we can do that via quick trivia. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it.
Good.
Okay.
So what's your weirdest fetish?
Well, is it does it have to be something I do or something that you like?
Something that you like done on you, or something that you realize, whichever way.
Okay.
As long as it's a fetish and you like it, it goes.
For me, whenever someone is eating me out, and they're down there, I like it when they put their finger in my butt as they eat me out. It gives intense orgasms.
Oh.
I don't know if that is weird. I know a lot of people don't do that.
Most people prefer their vaginas. Yeah, from what I've heard.
What about both?
Wow.
Mind blown.
So, second question. Yeah. What's your relationship pet peeve? The one thing you can't stand?
In a relationship?
Yeah.
I don't like unkind people or controlling people.
How do you tell if I'm controlling?
Well, do you know people were like, I don't want you to wear that. Come back home by 7. And it gets like really seriously fucked up. They want to go into your phone to see the people you're talking to and ask you.
I get it now.
Yeah,
shit.
And it's very easy for people to find themselves in situations like this because people can be very manipulative. So.
And you give them a pass because these are the people you love.
Yeah.
And then you're too deep. Yeah.
And you don't realize it. So.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you're too close to the problem to see it. That's the problem.
That is the biggest problem.
Third one. One song that you'd love to always fuck to. It will never miss on your fuck list. Oh.
First of all.
Yeah.
I personally don't understand
why people fuck to music.
Yes.
There's the rhythm.
So if the song is slow, you're going slow.
Yeah, there's a way you feel it, especially if you pay attention to the words and if they're going with the rhythm. There's a way you do it, and it's as in the rocking back and forth. You know, sometimes most of us don't have rhythm, natural rhythm rather. So you find someone just wants to,
you know, yeah.
And the people listening won't see what I've done. So someone just
wants to get hammered first. Or they don't have rhythm that corresponds to your body.
Exactly. So if you have something, a reference point, like say a beat that goes back and forth, slow and nice, and then there are words to go with it. So you'll find this nice, slow R&B song that just get you there. And they... To be honest, just make sure you choose a song that lasts as long as you do.
20 minutes.
I'd go with something in the way of Roomba. I don't have
Humble Brag.
I didn't realize until you mentioned it. But carry on. Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't fuck to music, but
if you were to do it.
If I were to do it, there's this song that goes like Kiss Me, Baby, Baby. I don't know what it's called, but it's one of those old R&B songs.
I've heard about it's playing in my head, but I can't place it too.
Yeah.
Something like Kiss Me. It's by Bruno Mars. Right?
No.
It sounds like Bruno Mars in my head.
Bruno Mars song that's almost sounds like that.
Which one?
You know, the funny
thing Please song. The one that I've done with Cardi B.
Not the Cardi B one.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't fuck to Cardi B.
Really? I have a lot of love for that lady. But now...
Would you fuck to Cardi B?
Reggaeton is not for me to fuck with. I just wanted to dance.
But what if it's about that time to have, you know, the fuck me now sex?
No. No, still no. Cardi B is not on my fuck list. Yeah. No.
I would say I would play Jenny Aiko.
Anything by her.
Yeah, she's... I love her music so much. Yeah.
You'd need to be high on weed to actually experience her music on that level she is in.
She is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. SZA is a good one too. Her beats.
But her songs are about insecurities. So
somehow, don't listen to the lyrics.
I don't have a big booty and I'm having sex. No, I'm like,
don't listen
booty
to,
enough.
Don't listen to SZA's lyrics, but her beats, trap soul just gets you. Mm-hmm. Trap soul just gets you. Dej Loaf is another one.
Yeah, Dej Loaf is good.
It's hip hop-ish, but...
Oh, Trey Songz.
Tremaine or Trigger? Which one is this? There's two albums that I definitely fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
The Tremaine one, I think the one he's spreading his arms across, and there's the other one way before. I think it's called Trigger or Trigger. Something. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know his albums.
Yo.
I just know he has a sexy
song. I'm an album person, so yeah. I listen back to back because most albums have the same feel across board.
Yeah.
And you can, you don't have to shuffle it, just let it play as is. Yeah, I guess that's it. Otherwise, we'll be going into an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
it was interesting.
It was interesting. Yeah. I'd really love to hear what other people can say about shaving and any other challenges people receive, either while shaving or keeping their pubes healthy, clean and black afro, like Amber Rose's bush. I mean, hers was heavenly. What was hers?
Beautiful.
It was a champagne glass, I think, because it came all the way down to the. It came all the way. It was a V all the way down to the clit, and it was not exactly sharp. It was just yeah, like a champagne glass will
be. So beautiful.
And I think she has a comb for it. That hair was too straight for pubes. I think she put a brush across it
aesthetics
exactly. Yeah. I'd dip my face in there forever. Yeah, I guess that's it for us today. Catch us again next week on another episode, and you have been listening again to Randy Pontiff, in case you missed it before, and
Leona.
Yes, Leona,
aka Leo.
Yeah, you can find her on Twitter, Instagram, your Leo.
Leona.png.
Bus. And in case of any comments, drop it in the comment section or catch me on any of my social media. If you look for Randy Pontiff, you'll find me. I guess it's goodbye for us. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. And I had so much fun. Thank you.
Okay.